That's learned Torah. Learning Torah is a good thing. And our learning should be for the protection of the Jewish people and for the refuah of Chole Yisrael, especially those who've been injured most recently in the ongoing attacks in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, we daven that Hashem should take away all of these tzaras or somehow turn them into the geula. B'mehirah b'yameinu. Okay, so let's see. We're up to the sixth parak. The sixth parak is Parak Kinyan Torah. And Parak Kinyan Torah is not really part of Pirkei Avos. It's sort of an addition to Pirkei Avos. It's braisos that are written in the style of Mishnayos, which are thematically about Torah, about the importance of Torah study and our connection to Torah. So it begins, Rabbi Meir Omer, Kol Osik B'Torah Leshma Zocha L'Dvar M'Harbe. Right, if a person studies Torah Lishma, so he'll be zochet to many things. What does that mean, many things? V'lo od, not only that, el shekola olam kulo kadai hulo. Not only that, the whole world is worthwhile for him. The world is justified by his existence. Nikra reya, ahu, if he's called a friend, he's beloved. Oiv esamakom, oiv esabrios, misameach esamakom, misameach esabrios. Okay, a beautiful description of a person who studies Torah Lishma. And both the relationship that he develops with Hashem and the world, and the hashpah that he has, and in his partnership with Hashem, and the happiness that he brings upon the world, all because of his Torah lishma. Okay, so let's go step by step. First of all, explain the Baal Shem Tov kol ha'osek b'Torah lishma. B'shem Baal Shem Tov zecher tzadik levracha v'chai olam haba. Mashal, explain with the following parable. Imagine pam achas tou soichu min haderech. Imagine there were merchants who were traveling and they lost their way. And imagine they're stumbling around in the forest. V'nachu sham lishon. And they stopped off somewhere to sleep. They sat down to rest and they fell asleep. Achin izdamin lahem ish echad lahoros lam haderech. Until someone came along and said to these wandering merchants who were lost, listen, here's the derech. Here's how you get to where you're trying to get to. So imagine one person gave advice, oh yeah, go down this path. And where did it lead to? It led to wild animals. It led to an ambush of robbers, of bandits. And imagine someone else met these travelers who were resting and said, no, take this path, and it led to the proper path. And the idea behind this mashal is that the osios of the Torah, shebehem bara ha'olam, ba'u ba'olam kudmus soichim. When Hashem created the world, Hashem created the world through the letters of the Torah. And the Baal Shem Tov explained that all of those letters are sort of wandering around the world. Everything is made up of letters, as we learned in the teachings of the Tanya. Everything's made up of letters. That's the energy of all. So they're like merchants. They're like wandering merchants, traveling from here to there, hoping that someone is going to, so to speak, gather the letters and direct the letters in the right direction. Right? But they get lost somewhere along the way. And they fall asleep. The letters become sleeping. You look at a rock outside. The rock is really at its shorish. It's Elokus. It's a letter of Hashem that we see as a rock. But really, you know, while it looks like it's an inanimate object, it has the potential to be alive. So if a person comes to this world and he studies Torah Lishma, and that's what our Mishnah says, Kol Osik b'Torah Lishma, Ba Echad v'Lamad Lishma, a person comes to this world and studies Torah Lishma, Moylich Osan L'Derech HaYashar. So he sets those letters on the proper path. L'Dav Kam B'Sharshan, to connect them to their Shorash. Ma She'en Ken K'She'en Olomei Lishma Molichan L'Listim. But if a person doesn't learn Torah Lishma, so then what is he doing? Then he's leading the letters into the trap, so to speak. There's all this energy, there's all this chiyus in the world. And when a person learns Torah Lishma, so again, he brings life to everything. He brings purpose, and he directs everything back towards its creator. And that's only the eyes of a person who studies Torah Lishma. That's part of what Torah Lishma means. The Baal Shem Tov further explained in our second teaching tonight, B'Shem Baal Shem Tov Perasha Mishnah, Kol ha'osek v'Torah Lishma zocha l'dvarim harbe. What is Torah Lishma? Ratzolo, mar Torah Lishma nikra bidveikos habori esabarach shema. Many different interpretations in history, what is Torah Lishma? The Baal Shem Tov said, learning Torah with dveikos b'Hashem, being connected to Hashem. Obviously the Nefesh HaChaim wrote at length in the Shaar Dalet of Nefesh HaChaim, explaining that Dveikus maybe is the same thing as learning Torah, right? It's not two separate things. It's not learning Torah with Dveikus. Learning Torah is Dveikus. Okay, nuanced differences perhaps, right? But the Baal Shem Tov said, Torah Lishma means B'Dveikus HaBorei Yisbarach Shemo. And if you do that, Kola Osei B'Torah Lishma Zoche L'Dvarim Harbe. Not just that he merits many things, but Zoche Ratzalomar Sheyucha L'Zachich. Like Shemen Zayah Zach, he's able to purify. What does that mean? Afilu divrechol. Zocha ledvarim harbe means that if a person learns Torah properly, he's zocha, he purifies dvarim harbe. You understand? Because when you're davak b'Hashem, you're able to what? You're able to elevate everything. He's able to take many afilu divrechol, many mundane things, and he's able to what? He's able to make them purposeful. Because he knows how to connect things. Why are things which are not used properly called dvarim batalim? What does batal mean? The Gemara says that a person who sits batal is like a person who's asleep. And a person who's asleep, we know, is like a person who is somewhat dead. So dvarim batalim means dead things. What does it mean, dead? Everything is filled with that chios, those letters that we were describing a moment ago. But batal means what? That they're not connected. If you're not connected to the source of life, so then you're not alive. Kevin she'inam divrei Torah. V'almi she'edavik v'Hashem yizbarach. But if you're connected to Hashem, and zocha l'dvarim harbe, then yachol l'zakosam. You're able to what? You're able to purify them, to give them purpose. V'laseis lehem chios, and to give them energy, to bring them to life. Ayidei dveikusu v'chachmasu ha'elyona. That by being connected to Hashem, you have the ability to then help refine things and connect everything to Hashem. And again, a person who studies Torah Lishma and understands the opportunity to be connected to Hashem will be able to then lift up Dvarim Harbe, to take many Dvarim Betalim, dead things, and to bring them to life. Okay, that's the Sefer Yosher Divrei Emes quoting the Baal Shem Tov. Another pshat that apparently is brought b'shem Tzedike Karlin, and this comes from Rav Yachmiel Moshe of Kozhnitz. He says, Omrim Tzadike Karlin, B'Shem HaBaal Shem Tov, She'ikru Limud Torah Lishma Hu Lilmod Mimena Mida Tova. Now, I'm not 100% sure how to translate that, how to interpret that even. Right? That Torah Lishma is Torah that what? That one learns from it a Mida Tova. Is he talking about, like it says over here, Tikkun HaMidos? Maybe that's what it means. Mida in the sense that we use the word Midos, fixing one's Midos. Torah Lishma is, when I learn Torah, how does it change me? How does it make me a better person? How does it make me a more refined person, a person of greater character? That's how you know you're learning Torah properly. Unfortunately, sometimes we learn Torah and it doesn't impact our personality. It doesn't make us a better person. So the Baal Shem Tov apparently explained that Torah Lishma is, does my Torah transform my character? Does it lead to Tikkun HaMidos? If it only makes me more haughty, if the Torah only makes me more, if the Torah makes me more gaivadik, if the Torah makes me look down upon others, right? So then am I really using Torah in the right way? And the answer is probably not. And that's why, again, going back to the Braisa that we started with, Kol Osik B'Torah Lishma, Zocha L'Dvarim Harbe, it makes you beloved in the eyes of Hashem, beloved in the eyes of people. It makes you humble. It makes you God-fearing. It makes you yasher, v'ne'eman, right? All of the quality of character that a person who studies Torah Lishma, Baal Shem Tov said apparently that's how you assess if something is Lishma. Does it make me a better person? Do I learn from the midos of the Torah? Okay, another pshat. Kol ha'osek b'Torah, kol Yehudi yesh lo nechasim. Every Jew has assets. What are our assets? What are you dealing? What's your currency? What's your currency? What are your tools? Right? So the Baal Shem Tov explained Rosh, Velev, Seichel, Umidos, a mind and a heart, an intellect and emotions. Heim nechasav shel Yehudi. Those are my assets. Those are my possessions in this world. Misha osek b'Torah, lo rak lo made. Not just learning Torah. Person who's osek b'Torah. Person who works in Torah, a person who is again transformed by Torah, nechasav matzlichim. So his tools, his assets, his investments, right, increase in value. His mind, his heart becomes a better mind and a better heart. What does he mean, a person who's osek, not just learns? Avram Avinu haya lamdan v'yarei Elokim. Avram Avinu was a brilliant man. He was a philosopher. He was God-fearing. Kiyem kol haTorah ad shelo nidna. He kept the whole Torah before it was even given. But that's not what impressed Hashem. Aval krisus habris hanitzchis shekaras HaKadosh Baruch Hu Avram Avinu l'doros avatzov kol haDoros. The reason Hashem chose Avram and made a covenant with him. Ha'isi mishum shematzo bo levavo ne'eman. Ritzinos ha'lev. Hatmimus, hapashtos, ha'emuna pshuta. Those are the nechasim of a person who's osek b'Torah. Avram Avinu was selected by Hashem because of his character, because of his echnasas orachim, because of his emuna, because of his pashtos. Because of what? Because of his heart being neman before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It wasn't that he was brilliant. It wasn't that he kept all the mitzvos. It was the quality of his character. And again, a person who is not just learning Torah as an intellectual pursuit, but is osek b'Torah, does business with Torah, will be transformed. His whole personality, his whole being, will be transformed by Torah. Kol ha'osek Torah lishma, another pshat. Rabbi Yisrael Baal Shem Tov Amar, Adam shu kore b'Torah, v'roa ha'oros shel ha'osios shebetorah. A person who studies Torah, and he taps into the light of Torah, afal pi she'ino meivin ha'tam kara'oi, even though he doesn't understand everything properly, but kevan shu kore ba'ava gedolu v'eslavos, but if he's tapping into, again, the dveikas ba'Hashem, that comes through the letters of the Torah, if he's tasting the ore of the Torah, if he's learning the Torah, reading the Torah with great love, with great energy, ein Hashem Yisbarach medaktik imo, haf she'ein omrim karo'oi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not medaktik with him, even if he doesn't say everything perfectly right. There were tzaddikim who loved to invite certain amaratzim to give a certain, you know, amaratzish pshat on a pasuk. Right? The tzaddikim would say, like, oh, you know, Yankel, say your pshat on the pasuk. And he would tell you, like, a totally wrong pshat. But it was a pshat that was, to the words, it was untrue, right? But the feeling that he said it with was so true that the tzaddikim would say, "Ah, Yankel, I want to take your pshat with me into Rosh Hashanah or into Yom Kippur." Right? K'mashal letino k'sha'aviv o'avo ma'od mavakeish davar me'aviv. Imagine a child who's so beloved by the father, and the father, he comes to the father and he requests something of the father. Aval pishu megamgem ve'ino omer kara'oi. Even though this little child doesn't know how to speak properly, he can't make a cogent argument. He's not a great orator. He can't give this beautiful, you know, presentation. He cries before his father. He mumbles the words. He can barely say it in a presentable way. But the father, when he sees that this is what my son wants, and he sees the sincerity of the son, aviv nana ma'od, the father's so happy to see the child, a baby learning to walk. And he's stumbling over himself, and the father is cheering him on. Or a child learning to speak, and he can't get the words just right, but the parent is celebrating. So too, when Hashem sees that we're learning His Torah with great love, with great fervor, Hashem yisparach o'avo ma'od, ve'ein medaktik achravim omim kara'oi, Hashem is willing to forgive the fact that you didn't say exactly the pshat. Hashem would rather you, in a certain sense, be excited about your wrong pshat than to be parv about the right pshat. And that's what Chazal explained in the Medrash Shir Hashirim on the pasuk V'diglo alai ahava, that your degel, that your banner upon me is one of love. Al tikri v'diglo, don't read it as a degel, but rather read it, says the Medrash, as liglugo alai ahava, that even the liglug, that even the erroneous statements are beloved in the eyes of Hashem, if they came from a place of love and a place of sincerity. So again, that's part of being osek b'Torah lishma, to love the Torah, and to be osek b'Torah. Am I always saying the right pshat? I don't know. But when I cling to Hashem, I'm like a child who clings to a parent, and even the little efforts that the child makes gives tremendous nachas to the parent. Okay? Okay, then the Mishnah said, the Braisa said, that if you learn Torah Lishma, Oe v'samakom, Oe v'sabrio. So let's talk about the Baal Shem Tov's Avas Yisrael, something we need to think about and learn about. Oe v'samakom. Rabbeinu Azakin Amr B'Shem HaMagid M'Mezrich B'Shem HaBaal Shem Tov. The Baal Tanya said in the name of the Magid of Mezrich, in the name of the Baal Shem Tov. V'ahavto l'reyacha kamocha, Hu perish ubiur al vahavta es Hashem Elokecha. What a beautiful line. Loving your fellow Jew is nothing other than an explanation of what it means to love Hashem. Why? Because kisha ohevim Yehudi, ohevim es HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because when I love a Jew, what do I love about this fellow Jew? If I really love him for being a Jew, for being a Yid, I love the fact that what he has a neshama. So when I love him, I love his neshama, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mishum sheYehudi uchelak eloka mimal, a Jew is a portion of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kiviyachol. And therefore, kisha ohevim Yehudi, when I love a Jew, hainu kisha ohevim es pnimiyuso shel Yehudi. I don't love this guy because we both happen to be, you know, Knicks fans. I don't love this guy because we're in the same line of business. I don't love this guy because, even because we have the same interest in, love of Mesachas Bava Kama. I love him because he has a Jewish neshama, period. I love him because at our root, he and I are one and the same. I love his pnimius. And therefore, what is his pnimius? I love his neshama. And if I love his neshama, what is his neshama? His neshama is a piece of Hashem, kiviyachol. So therefore, says the Baal Shem Tov, loving your fellow Jew is nothing other than a perish, a further understanding of what it means to love Hashem. So when I love his pnimius ohavim b'meila as HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'meila I love HaKadosh Baruch Hu through this person. There's a beautiful remez that's brought in the name of the Kamar, not in the name, in the Svarim of the Kamar Nareba. The Kamar Nareba says that the gematria of V'ahavta es Hashem Elokecha is 907. He says it's the same gematria as V'ahavta l'reyecha kamocha ani Hashem. 907. V'ahavta l'reyecha kamocha ani Hashem. Love your fellow Jew like yourself, because ani Hashem is one in part and parcel. It's one and the same with V'ahavta es Hashem Elokecha, to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because loving my fellow Jew in the right way means loving the godliness within him. That's why the Ani Hashem is part of the Remez. V'ahavta l'reyecha kamocha ani Hashem, 907. Because when I love this fellow Jew, because he's created in the divine image, so that's not something I can question. The surface things about him maybe I don't like. But when I recognize his pnimius, how could I not love him? Okay? So when a person, again, learns Torah Lishma, this is part of the perspective of a person who studies Torah Lishma. Another pshat, Oeves HaMakom. It's brought in the Sefer Butzina Dinahira, in the name of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. Shekol bi'aso la'olam ha'isa la'horos shi'ira adam la'ham shechal atzmo shloshes ha'avos halalu. The Baal Shem Tov said, I came to this world in order to inspire people to bring upon themselves, to take upon themselves, these three loves. What are the three loves? Ahavas Hashem, ahavas ha'Torah, va'ahavas Yisrael. Love Hashem, love the Torah, love the Jewish people. Shehein yesod l'chol ha'Torah. Because these three loves are the foundation of kol ha'Torah kula. Umakur l'dvar b'zohar kadosh. Of course, the root of his idea is already found in the Zohar, where the Zohar writes in Parshas Achrei Mos that there are Gimel, Dargan, Inun, Miskashrin, Dabada. There are three levels that are connected to one another. Kutcha Brichu, God, Oraisa, the Torah, V'Yisrael. So the Baal Shem Tov said, the goal is to what? Is to nurture love of Hashem, love of Torah, and love of the Jewish people. It's all really one sugya. And that's what Chazal mean in the Gemara in Brachos, when Rav Hamnuna says that the bracha, asher bachar banu mikol ha'abim v'nasan lanu es Torah, so zohi ma'ula sheba brachos. The greatest of brachos, right, the best of the brachos, is to say that Hashem has chosen us and given us his Torah. Rashi explains, l'fi sheyesh ba hoda l'makom v'kilos l'torah l'Yisrael. Because you have one bracha that contains within it what? Thanking and praising Hashem, while giving honor to the Torah and honor to the Jewish people. So therefore, this bracha, bebracha zum, is kashem shlosh ha'avos. Right? In this bracha, the three loves come together. U'lefichach zohi hama'ula shebebracha. So a bracha that combines the three yesodos of creation, Hashem, the Torah, and the Jewish people, and the love that is felt between each of them for the other, that in a sense is the ultimate bracha. And that was the whole mission. Again, as we conclude our shiurim on the Baal Shem Tov, this was the whole mission of the Baal Shem Tov, to enhance those loves. Love of fellow Jew, love of Torah, love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, let's go on to the next Braisa. Mishnah Braisa. It's really a Braisa, but we call them Mishnayas. Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. B'chol yom v'yom baskol yotzes mehar chorev u'machrezes v'omeres oy lehem lebrios me'al bona shel Torah. explains Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, every day a heavenly voice comes out and says, "Oi, woe to the world for the disgrace of Torah. How chaval, how sad it is that people don't learn Torah seriously enough." And the question of the Baal Shem Tov is a famous question. What do you mean the Baskel comes out? Did anyone hear the Baskel? You heard this Baskel? Anyone heard a heavenly voice? It comes from Har Chorv, it comes from Har Sinai. Every day Har Sinai is screaming out, "Woe to the world for the disgrace of Torah." So the Baal Shem Tov asks, does anyone hear this Baskel? And if no one hears it, so why does it exist? And if someone claims that they hear it, everyone's going to say, it's not true. So no one's going to believe them. If someone told you, "Oh yeah, I was at Har Sinai today and I heard it." So Ve'im Kein Le'ezah To'elis Hu'akruz Lo Yo'el. So what's the point of the Baskel? So the Baal Shem Tov explained, based on the Gemara in Chagiga, on Daf Heyama base. The Gemara in Chagiga says that Yeshua ben Hananya was once in the presence of the Caesar. And there was a certain heretic there who started to make gestures towards him. What was the gesture that he made towards him? It says, "Ach velei hahu mina ama da'adrinu marayu la'ape." He gestured to him, "You are of a nation that their father has turned his face from before them, that God's not paying attention to." So he gestured back, he stuck out his hands as if to say, "Od yado netuya alino." His hands are still, God's hands are still stretched over us. So the king said, the Caesar said, "Nu, what did he say to you?" So he said, he said that a God that turns their face away. What did you say back to him? "Hashem's hands are still stretched out." So then he asked the heretic, "Nu, what did he say to you? What did you say? A God who turns his face away. What did he say back to you?" "I don't know. I'm not sure what he meant when he stuck out his hands." So the Caesar said to him, "You don't know how to interpret the signs, and you're here flashing signs. How could a person make gestures if he doesn't know how to interpret gestures?" And they took that person out, and he was sentenced by the king. He was sentenced to death. So the question is, says the Baal Shem Tov again, "Yesh lahavin za inyan. Lama dibru beremez v'la yidei dibru mefurash." What was the point? Why were they making signs at each other in the presence of the Caesar? Why not just say what they wanted to say? Have a debate. Have a philosophical debate. Have a religious debate. So he explained, the Baal Shem Tov explained, we have a rule from the Gemara in Brachos, that whatever happens in this world is a reflection of what's happening in the higher worlds. The way of a king in this world is not to talk so much to his regular officers, right? The officers are stand very quietly before the king. When the king has a request, he makes a request. But the king sometimes is able to just, with a nod or a signal, is able to direct his people around him. And that's what's taking place in this story in the Gemara, in the presence of the Caesar, right? The Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya, who was connected to the government, and this heretic who was giving him trouble, right? Apparently they were people who were a part of the king's court, and they were giving signs to each other, right? The problem was that Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya knew how to understand all the signs, and this heretic didn't. So he got himself into trouble. So says the Baal Shem Tov, Malchus of the Ara, the Malchus in this world, is a reflection of the Malchus of Hashem's kingdom. You also need to learn the signals. And that's what the Baskel is about. The Baskel is not a heavenly voice that actually says something. Most of us don't have ears to be able to hear such a thing. But the Baskel is what? The Baskel is a way that Kodesh Baruch Hu, says the Baal Shem Tov, is constantly sending us signs. And it's our job to learn how to interpret the signs. What is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying to me without saying anything to me? And that's what it means to be Kamei Malka, to be in the presence of the king. A person who knows how to interpret HaKadosh Baruch Hu's signs is able to hear a voice that can't be heard. That's a very chashuv thing. And that's what we're striving for. Every day the Baskel cries out, "Woe to the disgrace of Torah." Again, if you look at the world with the proper eyes, it's evident. You hear Hashem's cry, even though you're not physically hearing it. But you hear Hashem's cry, "Look what's with my Torah. Why is my Torah so downtrodden? Why are my people so downtrodden?" Right? But interpreting the signs, learning how to interpret the signs, is a big part of being a highly connected Eved Hashem. Hashem sends signals, wants you to do tshuva in certain areas. Make sure you don't miss the sign. Learn how to interpret the signs. Okay. The next Mishnah. Halomei mechaveiro perak echad o halacha achas. If a person teaches you one parak or one halacha or one pasuk or one word or one letter, you need to give him kavod. Where do we learn this from? We learn this from David HaMelech's relationship with Achitofel. Shekein matzinu b'David Melech Yisrael, shelo lamad me'achitofel el shnei dvarim bilvad, that David learned two things from Achitofel, only two things, and yet, karo rabo, alufo, miudo, he called him his Rebbe, he called him his teacher, he called him the one who informs him in so many different ways. Okay. The question the Baal Shem Tov asked is, hold on a second. You started off by saying what? That a person who teaches you even one thing, you need to give him kavod. Just like we see by David and Achitofel that he taught him two things. Well, which is it? Is it one thing or is it two things? Is it one thing or is it two things? If it's two things, so then why do we say the Mishnah that even if one teaches you one thing, you have to give him kavod? Why do you bring as a proof that you give kavod to a person who taught you one thing by citing the fact that David learned two things? So Baal Shem Tov explains something very, very important. Again, another way for us to assess the quality of our Torah. Does my Torah bear fruits? What does that mean? He explains, Uperish. Dikisha Adam lo made mirav hagun haTorah, hi para v'rava etzlo. When one learns from a proper Rebbe, when one learns Torah in a proper way, so the Torah is what? Is fruitful. It multiplies. What does that mean, it multiplies? That means when the Rebbe says one thing, you're able to not only take the statement at face value, but it makes you think of something else. Rebbe, you said like this, and it reminded me, or it inspired me to think of this. Very good. That's a proper Torah that's generating more Torah. Right? It's like the first mitzvah of the Torah is puru revu. So the Torah itself has to be para v'rava, has to multiply. So when the Torah is studied properly, it itself multiplies. Kishalom bin mi rasha azayeno far v'rava. But when you learn for a person who's not worthy to teach Torah, an unrefined person, a person who's a rasha, so then the ideas that he shares with you, they don't go anywhere. Elikapshuto kamo shalom bin mimeno. It remains exactly like you learned from him. V'lizeh amar. Ma David shalom lamun me'achitofel al shnei dvarim bilvad haya rasha. V'lo par v'rava rak nishar shnei dvarim bilvad. David HaMelech, who learned from not such a great person, and he learned from him two things, and it never became more things because it was acquired, it was Torah that was acquired from a wicked source, and yet nonetheless David gave kavod to a rasha who taught him two things which would not be transformative, two things which would not lead to other things. So all the more so, halomed mechavero, shishneim tzadikim, does a Torah par v'rava. When you learn with someone or from someone who's a righteous person, so the Torah is going to what? Is going to multiply. So al achas kama v'kama, if he taught you even one thing, that one thing is going to become two things. And Amir Tzashem, those two things are going to become even more things. And he said, that's perhaps the pshat, or part of the pshat, that the aseres hadibros contain within them kol haTorah kula. Rav Sadia Gaon brings, Rashi quotes Rav Sadia Gaon in Parshas Mishpatim, that the Teres HaDibros are a microcosm, they contain within them the entirety of the Torah. Ukemo shenichleles kol haTorah b'Teres HaDibros, kach nichlal kol haTorah kula b'teva achas. On a certain level, just like the Teres HaDibros contain kol haTorah kula, so too every word of Torah, in a sense, has the ability to produce kol haTorah kula. And therefore, if the Rebbe's neshama comes from a place, an olam of achdus, so it doesn't matter what word or what letter or what concept you're learning, it's all connected. And if a person's neshama comes from the olam hapirud, from a place of subdivision, division and subdivision, right, a world of categories, a world of differences, so then the Talmud, what? Shalom imenu, mekabu imenu, gamkein, dvarim nifradim. The Talmud receives from the Rebbe all sorts of different things that he doesn't see the oneness of Torah. And that's what our Mishnah is saying. If you learn a perek echad from a proper friend or proper Rebbe, right? So then you learn much more than one thing. Because even David, who learned from a bad Rebbe two things, showed kavod to that Rebbe. So if you learn even one thing, certainly it's going to multiply at least once, and hopefully many times over. It's going to be fruitful and multiply. Ha'ola mizek concludes the Baal Shem Tov. Ki alomed l'shma liyachid b'olam ha'achtas. When a person learns properly, in order to what? To unify the world. So then his Torah also becomes fruitful. His Torah produces more Torah. Or like the Pasuk says, From my flesh, I'm able to perceive Hashem. Kamo b'yichod ha-gashmi parav ha-rava b'gashmi, kach b'ruchani. Just like in the physical world, right? There's an ability to what? For the physical body to reproduce, all the more so in the spiritual world. Be a person who's what? Who's producing more. Be a person who learns Torah in a way that the Torah generates more Torah. And that it's not the limited fact that you learned. Vizehu. Okay. The centerpiece of Perek Kinyan Torah are the 48 Kinyanim, the 48 ways to acquire Torah. And one of them, obviously, they all are important to all of us, right? But one of them certainly is very Baal Shem Tov Dik, and that is Diktuk Chaverim. The importance of a Chevra. The importance of what? Of being with people, of connecting to people, right? To have a Chevra. So he writes here, he explains, Kama Tzarech Isha Yisraeli Lios Kosher Bechaveru. How important it is, Chevra, to have chevra. How important it is, friends, to have friends. Right? We've certainly learned that this past year, when there was long periods of isolation, how much we need each other. To be connected to other people. Right? The ava that a Jew feels towards his fellow Jew, to strengthen his fellow Jew. Because only through that can a person reach great and lofty heights, madregos, particularly when it comes to tefillah bitzavsa, tefillah in a chabura, tefillah with a tzibur, the power of being connected to others in the context of davening. And he tells a story. He says that one time the Baal Shem Tov was davening with a group of people, with a bunch of his talmidim, and he had a very, very long Shmona Esrei, and people didn't want to wait around so long, so they started to spread out each one to his own way. They can't stick around forever. Or why are people, off in the side room, what's going on here, right? They tried to explain, Rebbe, the Rebbe said, no, you have to understand. My tefillah was torn apart. My tefillah was in a state of pirud because you left, right? We started davening with you. We said, no, you don't understand. When I daven, I need the tzibur to be there in order to achieve my goal in davening. And he gave the following mashal. He said, imagine, we know that birds, fly to warmer climates at different points of the cold season. So imagine one time this remarkable bird that no one had ever seen before appears, and the king finds out that there's this bird, and it's perched on top of a tree, high on top of the treetops, and it's a beautiful bird. It's a beautiful bird, and the king says, I want that bird. Well, how are we going to get that bird? Right? When the king found out about this bird, the king said, I want all the people to get together, and we're going to make a human ladder to the top, and the top guy is going to grab the bird and capture the bird. So they started to make this ladder. Shoulders climbing on top of each other, each one standing on each other's shoulders in order to eventually create this human ladder to get the bird. Until finally, as they were getting closer and closer, the guys on the bottom started to get bored. They were tired of, well, what are we doing here? We're just standing here. We're not doing anything. And they decided that they're going to leave their position. And of course, the whole entire chain came crumbling down, and they were never able to capture the bird. So the Baal Shem Tov said, the same thing is true. They were not able to achieve the king's ratzon, to bring the bird back to the king. So too, the Baal Shem Tov said, when I try to offer up my tefillah to Hashem, I need everyone with me. I need all of you with me. There were levels that I wanted. There was something on top that I wanted to grab, but I couldn't grab it because I needed the tzibur to lift me up. And therefore, one of the kinyanei Torah, if you want to have success in Torah, you need a good chavrusa, you need a good friend, you need many good friends. Vishneim, emisha lamala mehem, vizel lamala mehem, right? Emisha gavol mimenu, uvederach zo yagiu letzameres, and in this way you'll reach the treetop, right? But only if we work together, only if we lift each other up and try to help each other attain new heights. But if we're not going to do that, then we're never going to be able to achieve, and to reach whatever it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has placed on top. Okay, so Dikduk Chaverim, being connected to others and lifting each other up, is a very, very important chelek of success in Torah. Okay, a couple more teachings. It says that one of the 48 kinyanim of Torah is Oev Esatochachos Umisrachek Min HaKavod, to enjoy Tochacha, to appreciate Tochacha, and to distance oneself from what? To distance oneself from Kavod. So the Baal Shem Tov explained, Toldos Yaakov Yosef brings it in Parshas Kedoshim, that there's two types of people who give mussar. There's different types of mussar. When it comes to mussar, you need to make sure that it comes from a place of love, said the Baal Shem Tov. You need to love the person you're giving mussar to in the way that it says in Mishlei, musar. To the one who he loves, he gives him mussar, shicharo, right? When he gives him mussar, like shachris, early on. Right? He rebukes his children at a young age. But it's an expression of his love. Mussar has to come from a place of ahava. Like it says in the third parak of Mishlei, the one who Hashem loves is the one he rebukes. But a person, and the Baal Shem Tov had many such people in his time, traveling magidim, who used to take money to be able to try to arouse people's hearts and inspire them. Like I heard a cynical vart on the words, right? That my tears are bread. In other words, by making people cry, then they pay you, and then you're able to make a parnasa. So the Baal Shem Tov didn't like that. The Baal Shem Tov said, "Shemati mimori, shachas v'shalom gorim al yedei zeh, shachas v'shalom ma'or ha-satan al yedei ha-bachia sh'ma'or in ha-mochichan." Right? Sometimes when you arouse the people, and you make them sad, and you point out their faults, so you're actually charging the satan. You're giving the satan evidence against the Jewish people by criticizing them. V'chas v'shalom gorim adonim bein Yisrael avim shva shemayim, you cause strife between Klal Yisrael and Hashem. Ki yishnei minei mochichem. There's two types of mochichem. And he gives another mashal. Imagine a king has to send his son away from the kingdom. And he sends two officers to keep an eye. So one of them comes back and he says, yeah, your son is no good. He's up to no good. He's doing all these terrible things. The other one comes back and he says, Your Highness, my beloved king, your son is struggling. And I feel his pain and I feel your pain knowing that your son is having a hard time living up to the standards of what it means to be a prince. And by expressing that pain, by saying to the king and arousing the king's heart to what? To feel the pain of his own child suffering, as Nismali HaMelech Rachamim. So Baal Shem Tov said, there's two types of people who give tochacha. There's people who give tochacha in a way that's very heavy-handed, and it actually causes a kitrug against Klal Yisrael. But then there's people who say, Hashem, I'm rebuking Klal Yisrael because it pains me to see Klal Yisrael this way. I feel their pain the same way that you feel their pain, Hashem. And I want them to be able to improve themselves. And again, a person who can give tocha in that way is a person who will be very successful. Okay, the final page for this evening. Another pshat from the Baal Shem Tov on oivas atochachos. This is very critical. If you ever want to give mussar to someone, you need to know what they're going through. It's very hard for a person to try to give honest advice to someone who's never been in their situation. So the Baal Shem Tov once said to a certain tzaddik who was giving mussar in his time, and he said, Eich ata yodei alochiach. What makes you think you know how to give mussar? Kishakol yamecha eincha yodei meachet. You grew up like a tzaddik. You lived your whole life like a tzaddik. You don't understand the struggles of real people. You don't understand the nature of sin. Vegam einat ma'ura v'mabrios. You don't know what it's like to work on Wall Street. Shateda meacha tam shalem. You don't know what it's like to work in Midtown Manhattan. You never had that job. You never had that experience. So be very careful before you start criticizing people for doing like this, for doing like that. Realize that you have to be able to understand where they're coming from. Very, very important, yisod, in being able to speak to others. Okay? Last two teachings for tonight. He circles back now to Kol Ha'osik B'Torah Lishma, again, this theme of our parak. And he explains the concept of Torah's Hashem Tamima. Sometimes we wonder, the Torah is so much under attack, so many opposing ideas to Torah. You would think that maybe the Torah is struggling, the Torah has been damaged, the Torah's reputation has been hurt. Says the Baal Shem Tov, HaTorah Adayin Shleima Utmima. Torah Hashem Tamima means no one can damage the Torah. The Shem Yishmuel writes in several places that everything was destroyed with Chorban Beis HaMikdash with one exception. There's one thing that wasn't damaged. You know what it was? The one thing that wasn't damaged by the Chorban, that's the Torah. Hashem's Torah cannot be damaged. Nothing can tear it down. Mishum Shetorah Hashem is Shivas Nafesh. And therefore, when a person approaches Torah, to learn Torah, with Amuna, Tahora, and Yira Shemayim, Hinei Or HaTorah Meshiv Nafesh, V'gorim L'Schazkus, Bahavanas Gedula, Savori, Yisbarachu. And therefore, when a person studies Torah in the right way, It restores his soul. It strengthens his soul. It helps him to appreciate the greatness of Hashem. Uvemeila nisharas haTorah tamima, and therefore the Torah remains wholesome. Af ben Adam adayin lo niga v'lo gar mimena. Till this day, not a single person has harmed it, has taken away from it. Right? The Torah be'etzem is still the same Torah of Hashem, and our job is to try to tap into that. Right? To realize that the Torah is perfect. If we want to move ourselves towards perfection, then we need to learn and live Torah. And last but not least, Kol Masha Bara Kadosh Baruch Hu Ba'olamo Lo Baro El Lechvodo. So Hashem Tov had a nice shot on just the opening pasuk of Chumash, and it's a good way for us to end. Because what is the common denominator of everything that we've learned in all of our Baal Shem Tov Shirim, and all of our Baal Tanya Shirim, and now once again our Baal Shem Tov and Pirkei Avos Shirim? What's the bottom line, Chavra? What's the common denominator? The common denominator is how the Baal Shem Tov learned the pasuk Bereishis Bara Elokim Esa Shemayim Vesaretz. It's not just a historical recounting that Bereishis, in the beginning, Hashem created Shemayim and Aretz, but rather Bereishis Haschalas HaAvodahi, the Reishis, the first step to being an Eved Hashem, is Bara Elokim Legalos Hashem Elokim Es HaShemayim Ves HaAretz, to reveal that there is a God who permeates Shemayim Va'aretz. That's what it's all about. And again, the person who studies Torah Lashma and understands that Hashem's Torah is perfect and understands that the assets of a Jew are his mind and his heart, his midos, that Avraham Avinu was chosen because his heart was Neman, and that even if we don't fully understand Torah, but if we learn it with love, Hashem will embrace us the way that a parent embraces a child. And to understand that the three loves are all connected, the love of the Jewish people, the love of Hashem, the love of Torah, right? To understand that while we can't communicate directly with Hashem, Hashem is always sending hints to us, just like a king of Basar Vadam, a king of flesh and blood, is also sending hints. And if we learn Torah properly, we'll be able to see our Torah what? Exponentially increase. That a single idea will be fruitful and it'll multiply. And of course, the Baal Shem Tov's emphasis on the importance of a chevra. If you want to reach high levels, you want to grab the bird on top of the tree, so then everyone has to help lift each other up and work together. And again, all of it is just one big expression of Bereishis Bara Elokim. That the root of it all is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Es HaShemayim Ves Haaretz. And our job is to what? Is legalos, to reveal that Elokus within everything. Okay, so Chavra, I want to thank you for the opportunity to learn many amazing teachings this year together from the Baal Shem Tov. I hope that next year we'll get to spend a lot more time learning together in person and hanging out in person, and not just learning, but for bringing, you know, over the teachings of the Baal Shem Tov. And I guess this is our last shir for the Zman. But I look forward to Mirtz Hashem reconnecting with all of you in person very, very soon.